even before all the COVID-19 stuff started to change our world, we were dealing some challenges here in agriculture. I'm curious, just going into the spring, how did we do with the loan renewals? What kind of shape were our growers in?
You know, Don, it was actually more guys did better than we probably thought. At loan renewal time, of course, MFP payments helped a lot. WIP Plus helped a lot. You know, and most of the folks that made money, their margins were the WIP payments or the MFP payments. So going in and you know, there was some optimism, even with respect to, you know, some of the trade deals and you know, what potential commodity prices might be. So while it wasn't, you know, a super rosy picture out there, we were thinking that maybe we had, you know, found the bottom and are slowly working our way back.
And now we've got the coronavirus pandemic, so much uncertainty out there. It's obviously been pretty tough on this market. How does a farmer, how do you tell your customers, how do they deal with this very unusual situation?
You know, it's a really, really difficult, obviously, a situation, Don. You know, it's kind of like you threw a rock in the center of a pond and the ripples just keep going further and further out and affecting more and more people and just about every economic sector of the country being impacted. The stay-at-home order and 70% less driving in the ethanol, 70% less ethanol and potentially taking out 2.5 billion bushels of corn if that happens, and what that's done. You know, we projected prices when we did loan renewals of maybe, you know, north of, you know, $3.25, $3.50, whatever. And obviously that's way, way less right now. So if we go in and stress test some of those loans right now and take corn down by 50, 60, 70 cents a bushel, along with the beans, you know, the positive cash flow margin that it shows at the time of renewal simply isn't there now. So, you know, it's, you know, the other thing that happened, interestingly enough, at loan renewal time, some of the folks that made money, you know, most of them had some off-farm income. They did a good job marketing. They managed cash flow through the year. You know, they didn't have once-a-year drive-by financials at tax time and that type of thing. So those are the folks that are probably going to weather the storm probably better, not that there won't be some pain for them. But, you know, a positive, obviously, is interest rates. You know, as debt continues to go up, at least the cost of debt is staying reasonable, 4% money, and I think the highest interest rate loan I've been back in the 80s was 21%, so I can remember, you know, what really high interest rates can do to an operation, especially with leverage.
You talked about this past year, the MFP and the WIP Plus, the stimulus package has some support for agriculture in it. We've seen with the Small Business Administration that payroll protection program now includes farmers. How much does that help, and what are the ramifications to that as well?
Well, yeah, we've been getting just an unbelievable amount of PPP requests, both when it came out for small businesses and now for farmers. And clearly, I mean, it all helps. And you know, the $23 billion that's in the stimulus package of the, I think, the $14 billion increase in the CCC and $9.5 billion for you know, at the discretion of the Ag Secretary, that all helps. But there are so many hogs lined up at the trough for this money, Don. I mean, there's just simply, you know, I was just reading this morning of all the different sectors that have been impacted that want or need money. There's simply not enough money to go around. But does it help? Sure. But, you know, even within the livestock industry, you know, with all the processing plants that are going down, the Smithfield and Sioux Falls and poultry and livestock, those livestock still have to be slaughtered at some point. They're taken back to the farm to continue to feed them. That's just building up that wave behind them that has to be dealt with. It's a perishable product. So, you know, the pain out there for some of those folks are still probably coming, and you know, through no fault of their own, like you said, on the coronavirus. So it's government aid will certainly help. You know, it's helped the last couple of years with MFP payments. But at some point, we got to, you know, get back to where the natural market forces are in play, and it's not artificially driven by some of these outside forces.
Most would expect it's going to be a gradual return to whatever normal is anymore. It's not like turning a switch, so that's going to, it's not like it's going to be an immediate turnaround for agriculture there either, I wouldn't guess.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, these surpluses of, you know, let's just, you know, worst case scenario, we, you know, we have 2 billion additional bushels of corn that don't get ground into, you know, ethanol, and all of a sudden, instead of a 2 billion carryover, you got 4 billion, and you know, when you're looking at $2 corn or something of that nature, wherever that might be. But you got to work through all of that. You got to find the demand back, you know, for that. And in absence of that, that sits there. The market knows it's there. And unless there's some significant adjustment in your cost of production, albeit land rent, fertilizer, seed, whatever, the margins go negative pretty quick.
So will there be further consolidation? Do you see some long-term implications from this pandemic?
I think so. Obviously there's going to be significant changes in social behavior and things like that. But from an economic standpoint, I think you could see. We had the folks that are, you know, just continue to hang in there, waiting for, you know, maybe some upside to come before they exited. They may revisit that right now, especially in light of, ironically, land value seems to be, you know, fairly stable at this point. And maybe it's time to take advantage of that. You know, it's interesting in these times of uncertainty, you know, land is kind of a flight to safety. It's a hedge against inflation, you know, whether it be gold or land, whatever. And along with low interest rates, you know, land still is seemingly so it's holding its value fairly well.
Is land moving either by sale or changing who's leasing that ground?
Yeah, I think so. Although, you know, getting to the time of year where the sales and land rents are mostly done for the year, because you know you buy land today, whatever. You know, if you're closing in 60 days, you're in the middle of June, so that really doesn't work. So, but there was a fairly active land market up until a few weeks ago. I think most land brokers would tell you that they were pleasantly surprised about how land, especially the good land, held its value. A lot of sales exceeded expectations. So, and land rents, there always seems to be, you know, the neighbor down the road that's willing to pay, you know, just a little bit more. And that land rent is such a sticky deal. Nobody really wants to give up land if they don't have to, because they think the incremental cost of farming that extra quarter really isn't that much, because they already have the machinery and equipment. And, you know, you kind of buy on emotion and justify with logic sometimes.
Any final thoughts, recommendations for growers out there?
Well, I mean, number one, you got to take care of your own mental health and things. You control what you can't. You can control what you can control, and what you can't, you know, you can you manage around the uncontrollables. And agriculture, I still will say, is a great business to be in. Now we've said that for the last 6 or 7 years, and we're still trying to crawl up. But at some point, it still is a great business. It's not going to be business as usual. And there's still producers out there that, you know, could be waiting for $5 corn to fix their problems. Not likely going to happen. If it does, it's not going to be there very long. So, you know, the good managers, the ones that are doing all the little things right that in aggregate count up to be something, there's going to be some opportunities. So, but in the meantime, there's going to be some turbulent air out there, I'll put it that way.